بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
A presentation of Quran Sunnah educational programs. Visit us online at www.qsep.com.
الإيمان بالله.
Faith in Allah.
The fourth aspect of our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the third aspect of Tawheed, and that is to worship Allah alone, which is called Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. That is to single out Allah in all actions of worship. Amongst those actions of worship are those which are in the heart, which are the foundation of worship, and some are on the limbs and on the tongue. In the heart, you have the love, the greatest worship. As Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah says, Aslu Deen al-Islam. The root of the religion of Islam is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not only one of the pillars, the three pillars of worship, it is the first pillar of worship. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, to love Him according to how you know Him. And to love Him because He is the Lord, He is the provider, He is the sustainer. And to love Him because of His qualities and attributes. This is the first fundamental and the first pillar of worship. The other two pillars are to desire in His mercy and to fear His wrath. So three pillars of worship. These are also mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamd means praising and love. To praise and love. You see? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So this is the love of Allah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. This is the desire and His mercy. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wrath. Because you are reminding yourself of the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. So these are the three verses. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the love of Allah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the desire and His mercy and reward and paradise. Three, the Malik Yawm al-Din, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not, as the Christians claim, that you only know about God that He is most severe punishing and you only fear Him. No, who says this? No. You see, the fact that they have been misguided, the only thing they know about Allah is that He is loving, make them think that they are the only ones who believe in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, they base their faith on loving Allah and that Allah loves things, and they almost deny anything else. You see, even though in their books there are still verses showing the mercy and showing the wrath of Allah, in the Bible and the Torah and the whatever they have, there are verses, but they go around them some way and they claim that their God is a loving God. Okay. We say no. We say He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a punishing God. And you cannot be faithful without believing in those three and acting upon those three. You see? You cannot. That's why you Christians are loose. You do whatever you want. Anything you desire, Jump on it. Make it rightful and go. Allah is loving. You know, no, we don't have this. You see, we have limits. We have limits we cannot cross. We have rulings, Sharia. Huh? That we go by. You see, why? Because we believe that God, Allah, is not only loving and merciful; He is also punishing. In Quran, we start with mentioning the mercy of Allah before mentioning His wrath. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim comes before Maliki Yawm al-Din. You see? So how could you accuse us of believing only in His wrath? No, we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. We say Nabbi Ibadi Anni Ana Al-Ghafur Ar-Rahim. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمِ. First, tell my slaves, tell my servants that I am the most forgiving, the most merciful. Then tell them, I am the most severe in punishment. You see? A balance in Islam. You see? That's why you Christians or Jews, you have to become Muslims, because your religion is definitely wrong. Your current religion, not your original religion. Your original religion was Islam. And this is mentioned in Quran. You see? Of course, there were some minor differences in the way of lawful things at that time or unlawful things. These are differences, minor differences in Sharia. But the fundamentals of faith and the fundamental of the fundamentals of faith, and that is the faith in Allah and to worship Allah alone, this is the same in all religions, you see. So, to unify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship is the message of all messengers. And this is very clear in Quran. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. That we have sent for every nation a messenger telling them, worship Allah and avoid all false deities. Also, there are two conditions that every Muslim should know. Two conditions of worship. The first condition is to purify your intention. In every act that you do for the sake of Allah, you have to purify your intention. Your intention should be gaining His pleasure, gaining Allah's pleasure and love, seeking His mercy and reward and paradise, avoiding His wrath and punishment. These are the pillars of the worship, but they constitute the first condition of worship. Yani the first condition of worship, which is to purify the intention, will not be achieved except by achieving the three pillars of worship. Then the next condition, the second condition, which is equally important, because unfortunately many people, ignorants, who do not give it the same importance, they only think that by intention they are good, they are okay. No. The second condition is equally important, and that is whatever you want to do for the sake of Allah and you have a good intention, it has to be by itself according to Sharia. It has to be by itself according to what Allah said and His Messenger said. And they are connected, because how could you claim that you want to please Allah with something which displeases Allah? Yani this is a joke. You cannot make something to please Allah with which you know it's against the religion of Allah, or you don't know whether it pleases Allah or not. You don't have a proof. You do it. You risk. You hear someone say, and you do it. You see? No, you cannot. In Islam, you have to be sure what you're doing is right, according to Sunnah, according to Sharia, according to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is as important as the first one. Of course, we have another group of people who concentrate on the correctness of the action, but unfortunately ignore the intention and the purity of the intention, which is very bad. Which is very bad. One of the righteous predecessors once was standing, and two of his friends came and they told him, such and such man has died, Muslim, and we are going to his funeral. Are you going to join us? He was faithful. He was smart. He said, Hunayya li uhdithaniyya. Give me a minute or a second or a moment so that I make an intention in my heart. You see, I cannot just say yes due to politeness or say yes due to shyness or to please you or this, because I'm not gaining any reward for it if I do it. You see? So it's stupid to waste your time and effort and maybe money and this and that, gas, car, or whatever, you know. It's stupid to waste all that just because to please them or so that they say good things about you or something like this. No. You want to make an intention that this is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you want the reward. There is great reward in going and praying on a dead Muslim, a mountain of qirat, a mountain like Uhud of reward. To go after prayer, after the funeral prayer, to walk to his grave and stand there until everything is done. Another qirat, another mountain of reward. You see, if this doesn't come to your mind at that time, then you are not doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to be smart. You see, that's why this condition, a lot of people unfortunately are unaware of. They are unaware. Not only in this action that I mentioned, in pillars of Islam, in fasting, you find, if not the majority of people, a lot of people fast because of shyness, due to shyness. They don't want to be looked at as people who are breaking the fast, you see. And especially nowadays, fasting is easy. People have all the facilities. They don't have to work that hard. They sleep all day. Okay. So he says, let me fast. But if it was difficult in the summer or this or that, he would say, no, I don't fast, you see. So if this is in the pillars of Islam, then this is very dangerous. Now, these are the two conditions. No one is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the explanation of Ahlul Tawheed for La ilaha illallah. There is no one who deserves to be worshipped but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or no one is worshipped truly but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the other people who are amongst the Sufis and amongst other groups, they say no one is worshipped but Allah without saying truly. What they mean by this statement, no one is worshipped but Allah, that even if you are worshipping Buddha or an idol, you are worshipping Allah. Why? Because Allah is in it. Allah in Buddha. Allah in the idol. Allah is in whatever. You see? So their statement is the greatest kufr. To say everything is worshipped is Allah. That means every religion is right. Someone who is prostrating for a mouse, according to them, he is prostrating for Allah. You see, because Allah is in everything. You see? So this is the greatest kufr. There is no greater kufr than this. This is called wahda, hulul, to believe that Allah is in something. Halla means to be in it. And they go further. They have different levels. Hulul, this is the least. They have hulul, they have ittihad, which is mixing. Then they have wahda. Wahda means there is nothing which is mixing with something. It's all one thing. And that's what Ibn al-Arabi says, al-abdu rabbun wa rabbu abdu. The slave is Allah and Allah is the slave, or something like this. You see? And the other big al-Farid al-Attar, who says, mal kalbu wal khinziru illa ilahuna. The dog and the pig is nothing but our God. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the true way is the foundation of this religion. As Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he has a beautiful statement regarding this. He says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَنَّةِ مَنْ لَمْ يَدْخُلْهَا لَمْ يَدْخُلْ جَنَّةِ الْآخِرَةِ وَهِيَ مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ وَمَحَبَّتُهُ وَخِشْيَتُهُ وَالرَّجَاءُ فِيهِ وَطَاعَتُهُ. That there is a paradise on earth. Anyone who does not enter it will not enter the paradise in the hereafter. And then he explains it, saying the beginning is to know Allah truly, and then to love Him, and to desire in His mercy, and fear Him, and to obey Him. So the way Allah says it clearly, I created you to worship Me. Worshipping means obedience. But obedience must be preceded by knowing and loving and fearing. How could you love without knowing? How could you fear without knowing? If you don't know Allah correctly, you might be a complete fearer of Allah. You just base your worship on fear, the way of Khawarij. If you don't know Allah right in the right way, you might do like the Murji'ah. You only base your worship on desire and His mercy. Therefore, you will become very loose and maybe completely loose. You see? Or you might go to the extreme of Christians. If you don't know Allah correctly, you might base your worship on only loving Him, which some Sufis claim, that they don't worship Allah because of desire in paradise or because of fear of His punishment, but merely for the love of Allah. And they wind up unobliging themselves from any obligation. Yani they say, we don't have to pray, we don't have to fast. It's okay to make zina, to do this, to do that, whatever you desire. Why? Because you love Allah, and Allah, and you are one thing now, and khalas. Why worship? You worship who? If you and Him are one thing, then who is the worshipper and who is the worshipee? You know. So this is the most kufr. Anyone who believes this. But anyway, To know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great effect in our faith in Allah, in His divine decree, in trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, if you don't know Allah correctly, you will not have enough trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, someone who doesn't know enough about the justice of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, any evil occurs to him, he might do like those Christians or Jews who would blame their Lord, who would say bad things about Allah, who would say, why me, this, that, you know. This is an objection. This does not suit the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see. So this is the point that knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides your worship, how strong it is, how true it is. And that's why in Islam you are encouraged to look in the universe, and to look in the universe means to see for yourself the mercy of Allah, see for yourself the strength of Allah, see for yourself the knowledge of Allah, see for yourself the wisdom of Allah. You see, it's encouraged to increase it, because no matter how much you increase it, there is still more. That's why Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was one of the greatest faithful people. But despite that, he said, بَلَا لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. يعني, I want to see you how to bring the death alive so that I have more confidence in my heart. I want to know you more. You see? And Allah says, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above everyone who is knowledgeable, there is a knowledgeable. So this is, يعني, this is very important actually. The fruits of learning the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very important. When you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high above everything, and yet He is with us everywhere by His seeing, by His looking, by His knowing, by His ability. When you know this and believe in this firmly, you will be watching, watchful. You will be careful. You will be thoughtful. You will be mindful, you see. But if you don't know where is Allah, like those who claim Allah is in everything, okay, or those who claim that Allah is nowhere, you know, or those who don't know the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can find this affect their religion, affect their obedience, you know. With this, inshallah, we end the first pillar of faith, the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
This is the end of the lecture on the faith in Allah.
هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم.